Playing the hits and your favorites of yesterday and today.
Well, good evening. Welcome to a very special bank holiday edition of the NMF podcast in association with BeheadClothing.co.uk with me, Dennis Devlin, of course. Now, how are you all doing? Coming up tonight, we'll be talking to Kevin from the Banes and we'll get a little listen to their new track, Like This Forever. In the meantime, going to kick off three songs in a row, and this is brand new from Lottie, How Does It Feel?
Keep it to yourself. All of these things that we've done. Don't say a single word. Just like them old movies. not right for you. So go on like you do. You talk a bit too much when talking's not enough. And it's not right for me to satisfy your needs. So if there's someone else, just keep it to yourself.
Keep saying
updates and your favorites of yesterday and today.
Well, there we go on the Bank Holiday Special, the NMF Podcast with me, Dennis Devlin, in association with BeHeadClothing.co.uk. We played you three fantastic songs in a row, back-to-back, finishing with The Crooks and Frankie. I'm really looking forward to having the lads and welcome them on the podcast. And before that, of course, the Honey Mattel and Keep It To Yourself. Would you believe it? They will also be coming on the podcast. Again, I'm really looking forward to that. And of course, kicking it all off was brand new from Lottie and How Does It Feel, and hopefully I'll get a wee chance to have a gander and a wee chat with Lottie on the NMF podcast. Coming up next, it's the Beans
playing the hits and your favourites of yesterday and today.
Welcome to the NMF podcast in association with BeHeadClothing.co.uk, and a very good evening to Kevin from the Baines. Good evening, Kevin.
Hi, Dennis. How are you?
I'm all right, mate. Getting a bit of feedback there, my friend. Shut yours down. You got your headphones in, pal?
No headphones, actually. No, just one second there. Any better?
There we go, my friend. That's better. Perfect. How are you?
Yeah, all good, Dennis, all good. Thanks for having us on. Really appreciate it.
No, it's been a pleasure of mine. I've been looking forward to this. So, Kevin, tell me who you are and where you are from.
Yeah, we're from where the Baines are from, Athlone. It's in the middle of Ireland, small town. It's basically, at the moment, Dennis, it's myself and a good friend of mine who I've known really since childhood. Cormac Sheeran is his name. He's Cormac's like a multi-instrumentalist, really. You know, he basically plays everything that you're hearing on that track. Really and truly, all I'm doing is singing and writing lyrics, you know. So he's the real brains behind it, to be honest with you. And I suppose at the moment then we have my younger brother Alan as well. He's kind of getting involved in this as well, in a kind of co-producing capacity, you know. He's big into that, and he really helps to kind of, you know, bulk out the sound and stuff like that. So it's brilliant to have him involved. So really, at the minute, that's the way we're operating, Dennis, and it's, you know, it works very well for us, you know. So we're just gonna wait and see what happens really from here.
Yeah, it sounds great so far. Kevin, what got you first into music, and how has your journey developed and matured over the years?
I was always into it, Dennis, really. I suppose my own family be kind of very musical, you know what I mean? And, you know, same with Cormac's as well. Now, I'd be the only one, really, in my whole family who never learned how to play an instrument, funny enough. But, yeah, so I suppose for me, though, it sort of all kicked off in my, you know, sort of mid-teens, in the 90s, Dennis, you know. It was Oasis, really, for me, you know, that kind of opened my eyes to music and that type of stuff. Oasis was my first live gig to go to, you know what I mean? They played in Cork here, I think it was 94 or something, you know. So, just I suppose from there then you get into, I suppose, the other stuff like, you know, Stone Roses, and I suppose back then Ocean Colour Scene were quite big, Shed 7, you know what I mean, bands like that. So yeah, but I mean, Cormac has always been involved, you know, in music. I was in a, you know, bands when I was in my teens, Dennis, but until recently, I hadn't sang into a microphone, Dennis, I think in 22 years, you know?
Wow.
So like, I just went completely away from it, you know what I mean? It was something I did in my teens, and it was kind of, you know, kind of all these mad dreams when you're in your teens, don't you, I suppose? And you want to be like the guys you're seeing, and I suppose everyday life then takes over and you step away from it. But Cormac is, Cormac's always been in bands locally and stuff like that, and he just contacted me. It's nearly 2 years ago now, Dennis. He just contacted me and asked me, was I still doing any writing, you know what I mean? And he knew I was big into sort of writing lyrics and stuff like that, and it went great, you know what I mean? And we've got, I don't know, probably 15 to 20 songs there that that we feel are strong enough, do you know what I mean, to get out there. So it's only a start for us, really, with like this forever, you know.
Yeah, it sounds like an amazing journey you're on just now. And obviously, like I say, you've been out so long, but coming back, you never lose it, do you?
Yeah, well, I don't know if I had it in the first place, Dennis, but... look, I'm enjoying it, you know what I mean? It's great. I mean, for us, I mean, look, we've young children and, you know, different things like that and commitments and stuff like that. So, I mean, for us to start off, you know, I mean, it's a hobby, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And just loving it and loving the sort of the process of start to finish of a song. And yeah, so I mean, anyone else liking it is just a huge bonus for us, really, at the moment, you know?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. How do you see the current Irish music scene developing?
To be honest with you, Dennis, I wouldn't be really that keen on the Irish music scene. I know there's some good bands and things like that, but it just doesn't really, I don't know, it just doesn't really do it for me, you know what I mean? All the stuff I listen to really is, it's from the UK, it's from Australia, you know what I mean? And DMAs and Planet and stuff like that over in Australia.
Yeah.
I mean, Cormac could probably know more about the ins and outs of the music scene in Ireland than I would, but I mean, for example, like over the last few weeks, I mean, the reaction and the support we've gotten from England and Scotland and, you know, and Wales and things like that online has been brilliant, you know. But, I mean, there's been no Irish people onto us, you know what I mean, for example. And that's fine, it's no problem. But just kind of, you know, it kind of shows.
Yeah, yeah.
The support is probably not really there, you know, but... Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe that'll come. I don't know.
Yeah, I kind of got that. I spoke to the lads, Liam from Arctic Lights and from Cork.
Yeah.
And they kind of feel the same, that the kind of Irish music scene's kind of, you know, it's mostly folk and country. And that they're all influenced by the same. I mean, the Manchester music scene's obviously massive.
Yeah.
I mean, let's talk about the current single, Like This Forever. Tell us a bit about that and how that came around. And I have to say, Kevin, I mean, I love it. I think it's outstanding. And it's one of the best tracks I've heard in the past couple of weeks, I have to say.
Thanks so much, Dennis. You know, means a lot. Like, didn't really expect, you know, all the sort of reaction it's got. But that's brilliant. Means a lot to us, you know, that you'd say that. Thanks very much. Like This Forever was a song, really, where the lyrics were actually... done by myself, and at that time the process we were kind of doing at the time was I was kind of writing some lyrics. I could write, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 ideas or whatever, you know, and send them. I'd just actually send them over to Cormac. Obviously with the lockdown and stuff like that, things were operating in that sort of style. So yeah, I mean, I sent Like This Forever over to him, and as far as I was concerned, Dennis, it was probably gone in the bin. You know, I didn't hear anything.
Really?
Like, I didn't, you know what I mean? It was months. It was a long time. And then Cormac got back to me and, you know, just sent me back. You know, he just sort of done a rough demo or whatever at home in his studio there out in his house. And, yeah, sent it back to me. And I was like, yeah, that sounds good. And again, though, Dennis, then it was kind of left on the long finger then again, because we sort of started working on different songs and stuff, and it was only, I don't know, maybe 3 months ago or something, the idea of Like This Forever came back sort of to the top of the table, and the idea of recording it and stuff, you know. So yeah, it's, I mean, you listen to it, Dennis, it's probably, I don't know, maybe you find it an uplifting song, do you?
I do, yeah. I mean, it took me away. I won't lie, Kevin, it wasn't what I was expecting.
Yeah.
I listened to it again, and I thought, I thought I was in the Haciendas or something like that. It just hit the,
yeah,
hit the notes bang on. It was a nice tickety-boo track that just, I mean,
yeah,
it could.
The funny thing about it is those lyrics were actually written about, I don't really like going too much into lyrics and that type of stuff. I like to sort of leave it, do you know what I mean, for people to make up,
yeah,
their own minds. But there is a kind of a mental health issue going on there in the background of that of the words of that song, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
just an experience of some people that were close to me and stuff, you know what I mean? But you know, so yeah, I mean, look, we're delighted with the way it turned out. It's it's good, and yeah, delighted people are liking it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's absolutely fantastic. I mean, obviously the Manchester music scene is obviously big in your life. Mm. Who inspires you, and have they had an influence in your music?
Yeah, well, again, I mean, look, I'm still listening to 90s stuff, you know what I mean, all the time. You know, I'm just stuck in that era, I think, to be honest with you. Now, lately, I'd say a couple of years back, I just seen a tweet, actually, that Liam Gallagher sent at the time about DMAs, you know. So I said I'd check it out. It was their song, Delete, and blew me away, to be honest with you. And sort of since that day then, it sort of got me back into sort of believing in, you know what I mean, what's out there now. And, you know, I still go back, obviously, to me, you know what I mean, my old stuff and that, I suppose, like everyone does. But, yeah, I mean, DMAs now, they'd be massive, you know what I mean? For us, they'd be a big influence. I don't know whether you could hear it yet, you know what I mean, in the music, but you might do in some of the
future. Yeah, you can, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, yeah, I mean, they're for us. I mean, we went to, myself and Palmer went to see them in Dublin there, I don't know what it was, maybe 2.5 years ago or something like that now, and just a great gig. And yeah, just, they really do for us now, definitely.
Yeah, I can hear that. You can, when you listen to it now, yeah, you could definitely connect the DNAs to it. I mean, an outstanding band. I mean, obviously, for those who might not know you, shame on them. How would you describe your style of music to those who are perhaps a little unknown? Shame on them, Kevin. Shame on them.
Yeah, that's a question I never really know how to get my head around. Even if somebody asked me in the morning, describe the Beatles or something, or, you know, I think I'd struggle, you know what I mean? But I suppose the term indie rock goes out there, doesn't it? And I suppose it covers.
See, I can't put it into, Kevin, I can't put it into indie rock, I can't put it into indie pop, because you know, I think it's very much what the DNA is. It's unique, it's not indie pop, it's not indie rock, it's something different, Kevin, and I can't quite put my finger on it. You know, like I say, it takes me back to the 90s, but it also has a modern uplift to it, which I really like. So I don't know whether we call it post-COVID rock and roll. I don't know, because I just cannot honestly put my finger on it. It's that good.
Yeah, I mean, just, I suppose, like, putting terms on music and putting labels on music and stuff like that is never really for me. You know what I mean? Like, I think music at the end of the day, to me, like, I mean, you know, you can be the biggest fan of Oasis in the world, but, you know, you might hear a, I don't know, Taylor Swift song or something and love it. You know what I mean? It's
a
good song is a good song, isn't it? And that's, I suppose, what you're judged on at the end of the day, isn't it? So, yeah, I mean, yeah, like that. I mean, the follow-up single, Dennis, is, it's called Bring It Up, and it should be ready sort of by the end of next month. And you know, that'd be a little bit different now. Like,
You're going to send me a copy of that, Kevin, so I can get a little blast of that?
Well, for sure, man. Yeah, for sure.
Oh, you dancer!
Yeah, no, we're, it's nearly wrapped up. There's just vocals, really, to be done on that. And, what you call it? Yeah, just the final mix then and all that stuff. You know what I mean? So, so it shouldn't take too long.
Oh, I'm looking forward to that. What's the best advice you've ever been given, and what advice would you give to a young Irish musician trying to break out? I want some of this Irish wisdom now, Kevin, that my dad used to preach.
You're really talking to the wrong man, Dennis. You should have got Cormac on this, and you well.
I was hoping for some preacher's corner wisdom there, Kevin.
Yeah, well, no, but I do remember reading something. I can't remember who said it. It's definitely somebody far more famous than likes myself. But I do remember them saying that when you reach the top, always remember the people that loved you for who you are when you were at the bottom and they were on your way up, you know?
Yeah, that's I like that.
Struck a chord with me for some reason, you know, and I think it's a nice way of looking at it, you know.
It is, yeah.
You know, just be yourself. I mean, there's no point There's no point me coming on here and thinking I'm, you know what I mean, anything other than what I am. You know what I mean? And I think that's the important thing. And then it kind of comes out, doesn't it? In the music maybe as well.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, I would agree with that. My granny would say, remember when you're climbing the ladder, remember the person holding it at the bottom.
Ah,
my granny knows.
My grandmother was Irish, was she, Dennis? Yeah.
Aye, absolutely. Oh, she was terrible, my granny. She might have been the 90s, but you wouldn't turn an eye on her, you know what I mean? You keep an eye on that one. give her two stouts and a wee rum, and she was there. She was a different woman altogether.
That's the Irish grandmother's for you, yeah.
I was terrified of her, but she was the best granny ever. Kevin, she could throw slippers around corners and she could hear you whisper.
I won't believe it.
Is there a lot of support in your community from your family and friends for what you're doing?
Oh, yeah. I mean, again, Dennis, with us, it's something that we were just sort of ploughing away at on our own, you know what I mean? Like, a lot of our songs, Dennis, come from, you know, I get an idea in my head about a melody or maybe a nice chorus or something. I'd literally sing it into my phone, you know what I mean, and send it on to Cormac. Then he put it, you know, he put structure to it, put chords and all that type of stuff. But you know, it's something that's really been happening between our two houses, and while our families would know all that, you know, that what we were doing and stuff like that, really outside of that, not an awful lot of people, you know, our families, our partners, stuff like that, you know. So, yeah, I mean, our attitude to it as well, Dennis, was we really didn't want to go the route of putting your music out to just your close friends and stuff, who really and truly are always going to say, yeah, that's really good. And, you know, they might give it a thumbs up or something on Facebook or something like that. And, you know, they mean well, but really and truly, we wanted to test it. You know what I mean? We wanted to test ourselves and get it out there to people like you. And, you know, I mean, the community there on social media is unbelievable. The support that's out there and stuff like that, you know. And, you know, just, I suppose, I'd like to thank all those people too as well, like, you know, for what they've done to date for us. So really, yeah, I mean, if you came into our hometown now and asked people, do you know the Baines, they'd probably look at you like you'd five heads, you know. So yeah, so, but look, we're happy enough, Dennis. I mean, we just let it grow whatever way it's gonna grow, you know what I mean? I mean, as I said already about the music scene in Ireland, I mean, there's no real music scene here in this town. You know what I mean? It's pub music. It's, you know, as you said, traditional music, stuff like that. But yeah, we're happy enough with the way we're sort of going about it. You know what I mean? For now, and yeah, just keep pushing on, really.
Have you guys had the opportunity to perform live? And if so, where? If not, do you plan to?
No, just in my sitting room, Dennis, so far. That's really...
Best gig arena ever, innit?
I'm telling you, well, I don't know if the neighbours feel that way, but yeah.
Sure, and you'll have the guard around.
Yeah. Yeah, but we'll say nothing about that. But look, it's... Yeah, no, not yet, Dennis. I mean, look, I suppose things being the way they are, you know, there's nothing happening on that front, you know what I mean? But at the moment, we're just delighted to be writing songs and being able to get into the studio and record them and get them out there, you know what I mean? And we just want people to hear our music, you know what I mean? And hopefully like it. If you don't like it, that's okay. But yeah, I mean, that's what we're at the minute, you know, and see how it goes.
Yeah, that makes sense. Obviously, if you could collaborate with anyone, who would you like to collaborate with and why?
Oh, God. Cormac's probably hoping I'd say him here at the minute, but difficult one. Probably throw DMAs out there, I suppose.
That'd be good.
Well, I love the way they've gone as well on their latest album, The Glow. You know, they seem to be working more dancey stuff into it and stuff like that as well. A little bit like the roses in ways, you know what I mean?
Yeah, they're maturing and experimenting more as well, aren't they?
Yeah, and the production and that is top-notch now as well, isn't it? So, yeah, that'd be pretty cool, all right, yeah, something like that.
That'd be a cool collaboration. I like that. So what have you guys got planned for the future? What can we expect from you in the next couple of months? I know you're working on some new music. Do we expect an EP within the year?
That's a huge possibility, Dennis. Yeah, that's something we're speaking about. More than likely that will happen. We've got the follow-up single to Like This Forever. It's called Bring It Up, and that will be, which, as I said, should be the end of next month. And then the plan is to come sort of quickly enough after that as well with another song called String Me Along. So, so we get those three out and sort of push them, try and promote them as much as we can or whatever. And then I'd imagine the EP thing, Dennis, is hot in the heels of that, yeah.
Yeah, I'll be looking forward to that. That'll be exciting.
Nice.
I mean, do you feel that life experience has played a major role in your music?
Most definitely, yeah. You got to kind of write the truth, haven't you? If your songs aren't sort of realish or whatever the word is, I think people see through them, don't they? But
you found out, don't you?
I think so. Eventually, yeah, you might get away with it for a bit, but yeah, I mean, just try and be honest with you what we're doing. In our music, but yeah, I mean, look, between us, look, we're both 40 years of age now, you know what I mean? So there's a good bit of mileage on the clock, but definitely, but look, just stay true, as I said, isn't it? And just, that's it really, you know?
Yeah, keep it fresh, keep it true, I like that. Yeah, that's pretty cool. Listen, if you could perform at any festival, past or present, where and why?
Festivals. You probably got to say Glastonbury, haven't you?
It's got to be on it.
That's the pinnacle, really, isn't it? I suppose. I've never been, but yeah. We probably have to go with that one, Dennis, I think.
Yeah, I can understand that. It could be an amazing event, Glastonbury. For me, Glastonbury has to be wet. I don't like Glastonbury on a sunny day. I prefer Glastonbury when it's bogging and it's pissing down, you know, and because people seem to enjoy it more, don't they?
That's it, exactly.
I can see you guys, though. I can honestly see you guys at the Isle of Wight. You know? I can imagine you guys on the Isle of Wight. Not in the prison, but on the stage.
I've never been there. I've never been, you know, so, yeah, the Isle of Man. So, oh, yeah. We'll have to just wait and see how things develop and just get our stuff out there and hopefully people continue like.
You're a very level headed, you seem very hairy, you know the score, you're well adapted, you understand this is a stepping stone and you're in no rush. It seems like you're ready to just enjoy it. You're enjoying
it. It's only one song, Dennis, really, isn't it? You know, at the end of the day, I mean, you know, there's no point putting one song out, is there, if you sort of haven't got nothing behind you to follow it up, you know, but it's early days, isn't it? So
how do you see the music industry just now, and if you could change anything about it, what would you change?
The last few months to me, Dennis, have been a real eye-opener on social media, on Twitter especially, you know what I mean? The amount of quality bands, really good stuff that's out there that possibly without using those stations, those online radio stations, I possibly mightn't have heard. I would have probably heard some of them, you know what I mean? I through Spotify and stuff like that. Because I guess once you listen to like Skylights or, you know, Shed Project or whoever it is, you know what I mean?
They're brilliant. Skylights and Shed Project are absolutely outstanding.
Gotta give a bit of a shout out to Shed Project because they've been there with us from the start, Dennis, you know what I mean? We contacted them a good few months back just to sort of chew the fat over how to go about things and stuff. And, you know, Roy, they're absolutely top man, great support, you know what I mean, to us. So yeah, we appreciate that big time. But yeah, I'd like, you know what I mean, bands like that and stuff to get that bit more exposure, you know what I mean? It's just not there, is it? You know what
No. It seems that especially some of the mainstream radio stations just are just not interested, they're just not willing.
No.
It's up to us all in social media to sort of pull our fingers out and keep it going, you know. Yeah. Otherwise, I mean, we're hitting a boom right now. I mean, the music industry right now in the UK is just absolutely exploding. Like I say, with the Shed Project and Skylights. I mean, I'm a massive fan of the Shed Project and I'm hoping to get them on. And I like the Skylights. Yeah. And it just, the exposure just isn't there from, like, you know, in your good old days, you get Radio 1, you know, or Pirate Radio, hammering it out. You know,
and that's it.
Now it's like everyone's scrapping for the scraps off the table that Spotify doesn't pick up.
Exactly, yeah, but I don't know, I suppose you kind of, what you said there is important, you know what I mean? Just sort of keep pushing on, keep doing your thing and keep supporting each other, you know what I mean, as well, because, you know, we're all sort of in the same boat really, aren't we? So, you know, there's no Blur Oasis stuff going on here, is there? You know what I mean? Just try and, you know what I mean? Try and help each other and, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it doesn't
absolutely
cost anything to be nice, does it, to others and stuff and on it, you know?
It's nice to be nice. Well, I always do this, Kevin, if you've listened to the show. This is what we call the Redemption Corner. I would like to give you the chance of redemption, Kevin. This is where you have a guilty secret you wish to confess. You can tell me, and if I feel you've deserved redemption, then you shall be forgiven.
Well,
I've heard some belters.
Oh.
I have to say, I've heard some, Kevin, that were just unforgivable.
I've heard a lot of them inside my own head as well, Dennis. So, I don't think we can put them out there. But, you caught me there now. I can't think of an answer to that one at the minute. I can come back to them.
Well, I'm going to put it down that you're a saint, Kevin. We're going to mark this one as saint, not sinner. All right. So for today only, you get marked as saint. And so any sins are forgiven, so long as you have a beer on me. That's your penance, mate.
Thanks very much, Dennis.
You're very welcome. Listen, Kevin, if you could have a 1-to-1 with anyone, who would you like to have a 1-to-1 with, and why?
One-to-one, I'd have to go Liam Gallagher there, I think. I'd love to sit down and just have a chat with him. Yeah, I think he's obviously the music and that, you know what I mean, is a huge influence on my life personally, but yeah, I think he's got a good mind too, and you know, I think he's a bit misunderstood by a lot of people and that, you know. I think he's got a great big heart, to be honest. I think it'd be interesting. We couldn't talk about the Champions League final, though, could we, Tom? So.
No, I'd avoid that. That would not be a good conversation to have.
Exactly.
And he's a Celtic fan as well, so I can forgive him for that. So.
I believe so, yeah. It's
been a bad year for him then, isn't it?
That's it.
Oh, it's been painful. It's been really painful. Yeah, I always think Liam's misunderstood. I think he's, you know, I think he's lyrical genius. His music's fantastic. But I think people misunderstand, you know, his arrogance. And it's not arrogance. He's just, he's reached where he's reached, you know, and he's not just achieved it through backdoor handling. You know, he's had to work really hard, both him and his brother, you know. I'm like you. I'm more of a Liam kind of guy. Liam reminds me of the kind of guy I'd hang out with an account.
Yeah, that's it, isn't it? That's it. But I mean, Noel is just a machine, isn't he? You know, his songs, still doing it, you know what I mean? So, absolute genius in my book, you know what I mean?
Of all the tracks you've heard, Kevin, what's your favourite track?
Of all time, or just from Oasis?
Yeah, I mean, of all time, mate, or Oasis, whatever. Where is the track that you go to, you think, fuck, I love that. I love that. That's brilliant.
Well, I'll tell you one song that really does kind of lift me up every time, and there's sort of sentimental reasons to it, which I won't go too deep into, but it's Either Way by The Twang.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a little bit maybe it's not what you expected there, but
no, it wasn't.
Yeah, just mean the way the sound just builds up as it goes along, absolutely brilliant, you know. And to be honest with you, I wouldn't be mad into the Twang, you know what I mean? They're decent, you know what I mean? In my view, good, they've done great and brilliant, you know, but they wouldn't be in my top 20 bands or whatever, do you know what I mean? But that song, yeah, absolute quality tune, yeah.
What do you think makes a quality album?
Oof. What makes a quality album? One that you just don't want to turn off, isn't it? That you don't want to take a break from. You know, like sometimes you get those albums, you might listen to two or three songs and say, all right, I'll come back later again, you know, but just ones that I suppose you just keep going back to them, don't you? The same ones and stuff like that. It's got to have probably four or five right belters in there as well, hasn't it? You know.
And what's your favorite album, Kev? What album? What's your favorite album?
My favorite album of all time. I'm going back down the Oasis road again, and probably the debut, probably Definitely Maybe.
Yeah, that's mine. Absolutely. Yeah. It's fine. That and Urban Hymns. I listen to Urban Hymns and Reverve, mm-hmm. and then I listen to the Definitely Maybe, and I just think, oh, it was so blessed. I feel blessed to be alive during this era.
Absolutely. Big time, yeah.
So looking to the future, okay, we know where we're going. How do you guys unwind? I mean, obviously, you're spending your time recording and all that and writing music. What do you guys do to unwind? And how do you see the future of that? Because obviously with COVID and all that, I'm guessing beer's a bit of a bummer, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I mean, just I'm a simple enough type of fella. It's nothing too exciting. To be honest with you, know, just chilling out with the missus and stuff like that, you know what I mean? And the kids and stuff like that. And that's really it, you know. Nothing spectacular about me. You know, watch me football. That's really it, man. Listen to me music and stuff like that.
Just feet up and relax.
That's it, really. That's all. Lazy, man.
Just lazy now.
I'll tell you what I love doing, Dennis. I'll give it to you now. Tell you what I love doing. Washing clothes.
Really?
I'm telling you, that's how I get my kicks, washing clothes and drying them. I'm telling you.
Ah, you'll be a great husband.
Telling you, that's it.
Stop it. I hate it. I lose socks and everything, honestly.
No, man. Send them over to me in the post. Oh, you get them done here, no problem. Love it.
Oh, man. Kevin, it's been absolutely brilliant talking to you. I would really like it if you could introduce your latest single.
No problem, Dennis. This is Like This Forever by The Banes. Thanks very much, people, for listening. Thanks for supporting us today. Hope you enjoy it. Cheers, everyone.
I'm Dennis Devon. This is the NMF Podcast, and this is The Banes and Like This Forever.
Playing the hits and your favorites of yesterday and today.
Well, your answer dance much more sexy tracks coming up.
Behead Clothing Glasgow at behadclothing.co.uk. Kids sale now on, say up to 50%. Just go to behadclothing.co.uk, enter promo code KIDS50. That's Behead Clothing Glasgow at behadclothing.co.uk.
This tempo's way too slow to tell you all there is to know, so I'm going to speed it up. Here we go. When you're holidaying in Rome but you want it to look like you're at home, Hive Active lights will come on at night to make your living room nice and bright. Or if you left work in a hurry and you're trying to save some money, Hive Active plugs let you turn your appliances off whilst you're having your ear chewed off by your boss. How about you're at a romantic dinner for two and you want to check your kids home by curfew? Hive sensors monitor your front door so they won't be sneaking home late anymore. Whew. Because with Hive you control your home from your phone, from your lights to your plugs to your sensors. See what else you can control at hivehome.com. Hive products work with Hive Hub. Requires broadband.
Oh no! Little Timmy's got hold of a marker pen. My wall looks like a colouring book. What am I going to do?
Flash! Ah! Clears up the impossible. Wow, he's really made a mess. It's a pain, but we won't stress.
In the hall, he's drawn overall on the wall. Lots of scrolls, but we can clean this up.
Flash Magic Eraser, we love you.
Flash! Ah!
Much more sexy tracks coming up.
Well, there you have it. This bank holiday special of the NMF podcast in association with BeheadClothing.co.uk. That, of course, was the Tropicanas, and believe it or not, I will be talking to them on the podcast, and a lovely coincidence. Before that, the amazing, the fantastic vocal talent of the wonderful Jay Tennant. If you haven't heard Jay Tennant, check him out. He's on Spotify, he's on YouTube, he's everywhere right now. And hopefully I'll get a little gander with him very soon on the podcast. And that's his Spectre. And of course, kicking it all off, Kevin's Boys, the Banes, with Like This Forever, their brand new track. I hope you enjoyed it. I thoroughly did. And I hope you enjoyed listening to Kev. In the meantime, I'm Dennis Durden. This is the NMF Podcast. And I will see you all soon. So it's good night from me. And it's good night from, well, pretty much everyone. Have a lovely bank holiday. I'm Dennis Devlin. This is the NMF Podcast. Good evening. Tonight's show is brought to you in association with Behead Clothing Glasgow. That's beheadclothing.co.uk. Remember, let's speak up and be heard. The NMF Podcast with Dennis Devlin in association with beheadclothing.co.uk.
Playing the hits and your favourites of yesterday.